In the light of today's gospel, we have to conclude that we are people who are saint. Now, I'm not referring to that disposition some 40, 50 years ago. Do you remember when people were sent because of music? They got into the groove, right? No, the Lord is talking about another sending. It's a sending that He gives to you and me because He wants us to go out into the world with a message. Yes, we Catholics have a message for the world. Just as they had it back then, we have it for the world today. A message. And what is that message? Well, it's referring to the kingdom of God. But we are sent. As a matter of fact, at the end of this Mass, the priest will say to us all, go, go. Not remain here, but go. Go out to that world which corresponds to you and to me. And bring that message to the world. But let's reflect a little bit more on this. Who is sending whom? First of all, it's the Lord who's sending you and me. This is not something I take upon myself. This is something entrusted to me by the Lord. And the fact that you and I have been baptized, it means then that we have been baptized into the mission of Christ. So we are sent to bring this message of Christ to the world. Is it a tall order? It sure is. But nevertheless, we have it. And it comes from the Lord. We are not going out there to preach ourselves. We are going to bring the message of Christ to the world. And whom does He send? He sends you and me. Are we qualified? No. It's the Lord who qualifies us. We, by ourselves, are not qualified. It's the Lord who sends, and it's the Lord who endows us with what is necessary to bring this message to the world. Now, some may say to the world, that's a big place, and I agree. Many of us, well, nearly all of us, will never have to go out beyond a certain distance, isn't that right? I mean, I've considered myself fortunate. I've had to bring that message to places like Spain, Italy, England, Mexico, Nicaragua, Salvador, right? It's great to go to those places and bring the message. But the majority of us, our arena or campus of action is not necessarily the whole world, but I would say it's our world, the world in which you move. Isn't Christ telling us today, go on your way? What's your way? What's my way? It's the vocation which has been given to you by the Lord Himself. And what's your vocation? To the majority of you, it's a married vocation, isn't it? For others, it's on the way to be married. Or it can be a consecrated way of life, like my own, myself, as a priest. But that's where we have to move. And that's where we have to carry out the mission. Ah, now we are going, we're meeting where the rubber meets the road, isn't that right? Just think of it. I am called to bring the message of Christ to where I am. In other words, my vocation, my mission is to entice, attract, people to Christ? And who is the first person I have to attract to Christ? My spouse. My spouse. And I have to ask myself, am I bringing my spouse closer to the Lord? The next people I'm called upon to in my world is my children. Am I bringing the message of Christ to my children? Am I educating them in the faith? And above all, am I giving them an example of the presence of the Lord in my life? You know, just recall the first Christians. As a matter of fact, when they would move about by their behavior, even the pagans would say, there goes a Christian. They were doing something that was different. They were attracting people to something different, to a different message, a different ideal. And even the pagan world responded to them. So you, in your vocation as married people, are you evangelizing? Are you missioning your own spouse, your own children? And I'm not going to let the children off the hook too, because they are called. Yes, you are called to mission to your parents. Yes, you can be an element of Christ in the lives of your parents. You can, by the way you live your faith. And I would even say, extend it a little bit more, and I'm relying very much on this social media, and I know the youth are very much involved in the social media. Do you use it to bring Christ, to attract Christ to your friends on social media? Do you send out messages that elevate, that raise up the people, your friends? Oh yes, it's a question you and I have to ask, because I have to ask myself, even as a priest, am I preaching the message of Christ? Am I preaching the fact that Christ is risen, that Christ has revealed to us and to me His love, His mercy? Am I preaching that? So, yes, we all have this mission and we have it within our hands. So we need to carry out this mission as best as we can, knowing that it was entrusted to us by the Lord. And strange enough, He's telling us to go in pairs. Now, I interpret that a little bit more. What's the first pairing that I should have in my life if I want to bring Christ to the world? Have him walk with Christ. Get to know Him. Because how am I going to preach Christ if He's a complete stranger to me? How am I going to preach the values, the ideals of Christ if I don't know them? And I have to learn those values at the feet of the Lord Himself. So Him and I should be walking close to each other. We should have, through our prayer, an intimacy with Christ. Come to know Him, because I won't love anything I don't know. So if I know Him and I love Him, then I'll preach Him. I'll talk about Him to others. So that's the first pairing I think you and I should have. But also, what about your own spouses? What about your own family? Yes, they're great pairings to be able to bring that message of Christ to the world. And understand that you're not alone. I think that's a great thing. To know that I'm not alone, that others are walking with me, others are working with me, others are praying for me, others, and I will say this, many people perform sacrifices, self-denial daily, so that you and I can preach Christ. Yes, thanks to those people who suffer in the name of Christ, and they suffer for us, so that we in turn can bring the message. So I think today's gospel is very eloquent in what refers to the mission and how you and I can and should be missionaries in the world today. And by the way, I think you will agree with me. The world today needs missionaries. Especially the world today needs the message of love and mercy. In a world that's very much divided, in a society in which there is tremendous hatred one for another, I think the world needs you and I today. The world needs to see people who love Christ, see people who portray Him, witness to His love by loving others. And that doesn't mean that we are super Christians. No. We are just carrying out and doing the ordinary things with extraordinary love. Yes, I'm at home with my family. Yes, I'm at work because it's my duty. Yes, I have my friends. Yes, I have my entertainment. But I'm doing it in a way to promote that greater love and greater values in the world. I'm giving witness to Christ. I remember that there was an interview made to Mahatma Gandhi, and the person interviewing asked him, "But Mahatma, why are you not becoming a Christian? Because what you're talking about is what we've been talking about for centuries." And he said something very to the point. "I wish the Christians would live the message in their own lives, and then I would be attracted more to becoming a Christian. I wish they would live better the message." So today, you and I have a chance to live this message, identify ourselves with it, and put it into practice in our everyday life. As we go about loving each other, spouses living their vocation as married, youth growing up and educating themselves in the faith, and being friends, true friends, one to another. Yes, that's what the world needs, and that's what you and I can do, because we have been sent by the Lord to do it. And He's counting on us, and hopefully we are counting on Him.